This is KUT News. Texas leads the nation in the percentage of uninsured. A push to get people to buy health insurance through the federal marketplace has included plenty of visits from federal officials. But as KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, when it comes to reaching Spanish speakers, locals are doing a lot of the work.
President Barack Obama told an audience of volunteers in Dallas last week that affordable health insurance is a pretty big deal in this state.
There's no state that actually needs this more than Texas.
That's because Texas has the highest uninsured rate in the U.S., roughly 26% of the population. The president promised to fix healthcare.gov. That's a digital health insurance marketplace for states, like Texas, that aren't running their own exchange.
I'm here to tell you that I'm going to be right there with you the entire way until we get this done and everybody in Texas and everybody all across this country have the affordable health care that they need.
But in Texas, the online marketplace is only part of what it will take to get people insured. The majority of the uninsured are Latinos, and the Spanish language version of the marketplace, CuidadoDeSalud.org, is still not working at all. Angelica Noyola from East Austin says she's not waiting for politicians to help her spread the word to Latinos about the marketplace.
We're like a big family, and we're the ones that are going to look out for each other. Don't count on the government. Don't count on people outside of our culture to help us. Somos familia.
She's been promoting the marketplace and possible tax credits through her work with the Latino Healthcare Forum, a local nonprofit. Noyola goes to several events each weekend to spread the word about the marketplace, like this car show where we caught up with her last month.
The lowrider car shows, the jamaicas, health fairs, even school events, because the Latino population, we are family-based individuals, and where our children are is where we're going to be.
At that show, Mario Luna from Taylor, Texas, admitted he's not sure what to do to find a health plan.
You know, it's kind of hard to follow it, but when you got somebody that sits there and explains it to me, it's a lot easier to learn it and to pick up on it and actually know have the knowledge of it and all that. So, you know.
And do you know where to go to sign up?
No, I don't, actually. So hopefully this information right here will be a little bit easier.
In September, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius stopped at Los Barrios Unidos, a community health center in Dallas. She talked about the importance of this outreach.
Over 10 million Latinos will qualify for financial assistance to get affordable coverage. And I think our challenge is outreach into communities, getting people information in a language and with some cultural competency that they can understand.
According to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Health and Human Services Department is spending more than $3 million on an ad campaign to reach the Spanish-speaking audience. Locally, the Univision TV station in Austin has been organizing phone banks. These involve breaks in local evening programming to tell viewers to call an 800 number on the screen that connects them with a marketplace expert from Foundation Communities. That's a Central Texas nonprofit that helps low-income people with everything from tax filings to signing up for health insurance. The government is expected to release data on just how many people have signed up through the marketplace this week or next. That could tell the people trying to get the word out just how much more remains to be done. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.